Hello, everyone. My name is Ash Kumra. I'm a proud member of CHRS, and I am honored to interview Jessica Crotty. Her company, C Crane, is a corporate member of CHRS and a supporter of Radio Day by the Bay and various other programs. Jessica Crotty is the CEO of C Crane. They have been providing products that enhance people's lives, primarily for talk radio listening. They specialize in long-range radio and Wi-Fi reception, emergency communications, and audio designed for the spoken word. They are located in Fortuna, a small town in the wilds of Humboldt County, California, home, I don't know if you knew this, of the world's tallest trees and six free-flowing rivers. So we are in for a treat. Their company has done great stuff. Jessica is going to talk about her journey becoming the CEO. We're going to talk about her product innovation that they're doing, their customer base, and just what advice would she give to others who want to build businesses in related spaces and other areas of business that one can relate to. So, Jessica, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm so grateful.
No problem. So, I'm curious, what inspired you to connect with C Crane? Like, what was it about their mission and values that you were like, you know what? I want to go all in and, try to become someone to help steer the vision and take it to the next level.
Yeah, so I started with the company 28 years ago in customer service and worked my way through pretty much every department on some level, with the exception of a couple. And then Bob Crane, who was one of the founders, he decided he kind of wanted to retire, semi-retire. He's the inventor, the brains behind a lot of the products. And his wife, Sue, who is also the co-founder, had already retired, and he was just ready to not be here all the time. And so it was an opportunity. And I really respect what they've built, and I was super grateful for the opportunity to see what we could do as a crew and see if we could take it to the next level and continue on with the legacy. We've been in business for over 40 years, so it's quite the shoes to fill. But it's been a great journey. We have amazing customers, a lot of whom are also part of CHRS. Over the years, we've been fortunate to have a lot of really great advertisers also on all the different radio stations. We have a special place in our heart for the Bay Area because that's where Bob and Sue are from. And so that's where the company, why the company kind of started. So they moved from the Bay Area in 1983 to Fortuna and couldn't get KGO anymore. And so there's not a lot of radio up where we are. It's kind of the Redwood Curtain is what we call it.
Redwood crab. All
Yeah.
right.
So he couldn't get it. So he found an antenna that could actually help him receive KGO. And he thought there's going to be other people that could use this. And they started to sell it out of their kitchen, off their kitchen table, out of their home. And that is how the C Crane Radio Division was born. They started advertising it on KGO. And there's a lot of funny stories. And then it grew out of that. And we started carrying other radios and different things over time. When I started with the company, we were in a little house over on 10th Street. A lot of people have visited that over the years. And in 2017, we moved into the facility that we're in now so that we could be all in one building. And so it's been, yeah, quite the journey.
Have you had any challenges with, repositioning your business, whether it's changing products or design manufacturing? Because I'm going to assume for a moment when you mentioned that you had to make this move and, you found some areas that, you had to find to address those efficiencies, like, the listening to radio as on a basic level, like it makes me think, was there any, have you guys gone through any challenges, growth things
Oh,
or
so
whatever?
many.
Okay.
So many. So when I first started, we were in like this trajectory of just craziness because we were with Art Bell. I'm not sure if you're familiar with who that was. He was a late night talk show host. When we started with him, he was just on KDON, which is out of Las Vegas area. And he was just on the one station when Bob started advertising with them. And when I started with the company, he had started getting affiliates and so getting syndicated. And then he grew. And so when we started, I think maybe 10 or 15 when I first started. And by the time he was at his peak, he was on 400 stations and had a contract with Premier. So kind of just a rocket ship craziness. And so a lot of his show is actually still on. George Norris, who we still advertise with on late night Coast to Coast AM, and they have a much different format than traditional, I think, talk radio. It's kind of the paranormal and some of the different, not so much the politics and all of those things. Not that there's not current events, but it's really more focused on what else is going on, the behind the scenes things. And Y2K was a huge thing for us, and we had the first wind up emergency radio that had good reception. And so that was a big product for us, and figuring out how to get that here and sell it. And then we also created our first radio, and we were a small company. And so finding a manufacturer that would kind of take the bet on us was a real challenge for Bob at the time. It's like, who are these people, even though they're selling a lot of product? It was just a different thing. But he always felt that the AM market was really underserved. Most radios have decent FM reception, and they have a sound for music. And so AM listeners are different. They like to hear the voice and the talk, and the reception is typically harder to do and get without noise. And so that's kind of where we've niched in. And as technology has changed and the noise floor has changed, because everybody, when we started, right, like in the 90s, when I first started, people had a television, right? There was no Bluetooth. There's no smart TVs. Nobody had, bag phones, but those were kind of rare. People had digital cordless phones. So just a much different environment for reception. And so as that has changed and it's gotten noisier with all of the equipment and fluorescent lights and LED lights and all of the things, that's definitely been more of a challenge for us as far as making sure that people can still get reception on our radios. We also have developed Wi-Fi radios so that if you're in an area where there's just so much noise, you have an alternative and can still get the signal. So that's been a good market for us. So always kind of innovating, but trying to really support those radio listeners that are listening to talk, whether it's on AM, FM, or the internet, and giving them an alternative to like sitting on their phone, trying staring at a screen, trying to find all the content. Everybody's got their app and wants you to subscribe, and we definitely appreciate that a lot of our customers and listeners that are part of it don't want to be tracked. So they appreciate that we produce products that don't allow for that. So yeah, and then our Wi-Fi during the pandemic was a huge part of our business because everybody had to work from home and try to figure out how to get their garage to be their office, right? So our products are very specific. They're like that long range. So, everybody's got mesh systems and different things. Like, that's not what we do. We are that last leg. So, if you're going to have to buy another internet connection to get your signal, or if it's going to be a really involved setup, it's going to cost you a lot of money. We have a lot of solutions that are good alternatives to that that provide a good enough signal to get, like, yeah, I can work from my office, or I can get cameras out in the barn, or I can do different things like that. So that became a big part of our business during that time.
That's awesome. And one thing I'm curious about is, well, you mentioned in the beginning of your background that you started off in the customer success, customer service kind of arenas. Do you feel that your organization has utilized customer service feedback, what I mean, customers giving feedback to help shape your company's products and direction? Because it sounds like you are really good at integrating what the audience wants, making changes, creating. So how would you say that is, what role has that played? And if you can share any examples, I would love to hear that.
Absolutely. So some of our products are designed with that in mind of ease, because products that we carried in the beginning that were other people's products, often I can like have kind of nightmares of phone calls for the Satellite 700, which was this really involved radio that had like EEPROM chips and extra programming. I'm sure some of CHRS members probably even have them. You guys probably have some in the collections, but very involved. You had to press extra buttons in order to make things happen. And we would all the time have people calling, like, I just want a radio that's easy to use, that gets good reception. And so that was kind of a like one touch memory presets, like a car radio. That was very much based on that. Also, how it's positioned. Bob was always very, I guess, intentional would be the word I would use about like where buttons are laid out, because a lot of people listen at night. And so making sure that it's easy, that the displays are as easy to read as possible. Even now, as we're redesigning products, we're looking at like there's new technology. How can we make it even easier? If there's feedback on like contrast of the display not being bright enough, or maybe they want to be able to turn it off, being able to do some of those things. We also had a lot of blind customers. And so setting up our radios in ways where there's beeps or spots on the buttons where you can feel, so that way we can support people that don't have either good vision or any vision. And so those have all been specific things that we've done. We've also moved buttons around after we've gotten feedback of like, oh, it would be really great if these were two separate buttons, or if that button didn't do that thing, because I'm always hitting the wrong thing and running down the batteries. So definitely a lot of things like that.
Okay. That's very good to know, and that probably explains why your business has been able to sustain itself for over 35 years. I mean, in this day and age, to hear about a business that's thriving for over 35 years, it's a very positive thing. Speaking of that, what do you think your values are? Because I feel that's an important role in why your business has been able to sustain so long.
Yeah, so a big part of it is taking care of the customer, and that's a huge, huge part. We do have US-based customer service and tech support, which we're in California, so it would obviously be a lot less expensive to do things differently, but we feel like it's such a valuable part of our business, and having people that actually use the product have access to it. So our staff is versed in it. We have trainings. All of those things I think are important from a values perspective. Honesty and not selling our customers something they don't need. So nobody's on commission in that way, where we have metrics in a different way of like how we care for the customer. But it's, we're not going to sell somebody something that's more than what they need or not what they need. I mean, if it's what they want, we're going to sell it to you. But if it's something where we're like, gosh, I really feel like this other radio, even though it's maybe less expensive, would be better for what you're asking for, that's what the direction is. As far as And that creates a lot of trust. And so there's a lot of trust with our customers. We also do everything we can to make things right. And so if somebody gets something that doesn't work the way it's expected, we offer a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, because radio is, subjective. It doesn't always work the way it's supposed to. And you might be in a spot where there is just not the reception, even though everybody around you has it. So we do have that. And then we also have generous 1-year guarantees on all our products, even our earbuds. So I think that's a really uncommon thing, but we also try to make things at a high quality, so we don't have the problems, hopefully, that other companies have. So our products last. We have pillow speakers also, which I think are kind of a unique thing. So we
Tell
had
us
a
more
lot
about
of
that. That
people.
sounds really interesting.
Yes. So people that like to listen to podcasts or radio at night, and your partner doesn't want to listen, right? And so you try not to start World War III, and you're trying to go to bed. And this device can sit either on your pillow or under the pillow, depending on the pillow that you have. Some of the new foam pillows are a little harder to go under because they're so dense. But then you can hear the audio, stereo sound through a single device and listen at your, and your partner can't hear it even if they're literally right next to you. So, had them, we call it the marriage saver. We've had them since I've been here, of different iterations, and we have some that have volume control. We also have one that is a amplified, because some of the newer devices, they have the limiting on the how loud it can get, so people can't hear. So now that we can increase those and give people that option.
That's amazing. Along those lines about product, I mean, when you think of digital and radio and analog products on a larger scale, you're thinking of the Philips, the Sonys, and other, just multinational, international conglomerates. How do you stay focused on your lane and your niches? Obviously, you're doing well, but what do you think are the values or things that keep you staying there to stay successful, even though there's on a larger level, bigger companies doing their thing too in your space in a way.
I think the big part is just knowing who our audience is, like really knowing them, because we do listen to the radio. We also we care. So not that maybe they don't, but you get at a corporate level and it's a different kind of caring. There's definitely been products where maybe they aren't as lucrative, but we feel like it's a big value that we're providing for the customer. And so we'll continue to offer maybe as an add-on or something along those lines. Also, again, that focus on the AM, because none of those companies focus on AM. They just don't. You can compare our radios side by side and you'll see some of their older radios. Yes. Like when you can get some of the stuff like behind you, if you can get it to work, some of those radios, because that was the market at the time. But now that the market has changed, everybody has, it feels like, maybe this isn't completely true, but it feels like most places have come to a spot where everything's monetized. So you are now the product versus you purchasing a product. And so our products still are the product versus you becoming the product from a monetization standpoint, and making your ad traffic or your eyeballs or your clicks or whatever it is into the revenue.
That's awesome. No, I appreciate that because I think that's really helpful advice for other people who are building businesses and they might have competitors in that, larger size, like the Sonys or Philips, but they, like you, stay in their lane, focus on their niche, know the customer insights. I guess I want to leave off with two follow-up questions along that. One is, what advice do you have for aspiring entrepreneurs, business owners in your space, if they, what advice would you have for them given all these changes like digital streaming and podcasts, like you mentioned? It's not no longer just traditional AM, FM, analog digital, I mean, analog radio.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things I'm learning, and I'm still learning because the product space is probably my newest and my least comfortable. That was always Bob's space, so I'm leaning in hard to that space. And so one of the biggest things I'm learning is simple is good. Like, don't overcomplicate it, and also meet your customer where they are and solve their problem. Like, that's really what we get to do. And then if you can solve it in a better way or a simpler way or a more efficient way, like, or a more pleasurable way, I think that's a lot of it, is like, can I give them a better experience in some way, whether that's where the buttons are positioned and whether that's how the radio is designed, whether that's the sound. What can I do to make it the best experience that they can possibly have? That's what I've learned. And then from the entrepreneurial side is buckle up, right? Like, every day is a new day, especially in the current environment that we're in. It's there's a lot to navigate, and it's not going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination, especially if you're in electronics. It's an interesting challenge that you get to face every day. That's what you get to do. But I think also, like, the resources, find places like you guys, different advertisers. Where can you find those partnerships that make a lot of sense, and capitalize for both people on that, and add the value. That's, I think, a lot of what you get to spend your time doing, especially in the CEO role, right? It's like, where can we add value?
I love that. I love that. Well, thank you for taking the time. And before we conclude this interview, for all our viewers and fans of your products, what are you working on in the future that you're allowed to share that you're excited to talk about?
Yeah, so we have a couple of things that we're really working on. One of the big ones that is right now, and I can only share a small amount because we're still trying to figure it out, but we are trying to make an American-made radio. So there will probably be some information coming out. We're not sure if it'll end up being like a Kickstarter kind of a project or not. We were in a different spot, and then tariffs and all the things have changed kind of what this all looks like. So trying to navigate that, but that is something that is being worked on. And then we are also potentially looking at launching into a different vertical also, just as a company. And so that is completely separate. I can't share that one yet, but if you stay tuned, we will definitely be sharing information on that. If you sign up for our newsletter at some point, we'll be having information completely unrelated to radio, but I think will resonate with at least a portion of the audience. And it's in kind of the health side of things. So,
Thank you for doing this interview. We really appreciate it. And for your
yeah,
support
absolutely.
for CHRS, it means a lot.
Yeah, we appreciate you offering it and inviting me on.